Hello and welcome to episode 342 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine evening, man hailing from the land of corn, it's Jerry Jerkum.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know what we're going to talk about today because I haven't played any video games.
We could talk about my Echo.
Yeah, Casey. Casey's in his new joint.
Yeah, well, I used that excuse last week and I was like, son of a gun, I guess I'm going to have to rearrange my room to sound different.
Yeah.
Just so I didn't get caught up in it, you know?
No, you don't have to lie to us, so.
Yeah. I am in a new house with a new room here, and yeah, we've got wood floors, and I've got stuff up on the walls, but I need to get like a nice rug.
Yeah.
For the middle. So that's sort of been the goal.
You know what's amazing? What's that? You just take a pillow and just, it's crazy, like talk, and then take a pillow and just throw it into the corner, like where it's touching the wall, and there's a huge, huge difference. It's really
You'll
fun.
Know, when
you,
yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
If only I had a pillow.
Yeah. I had to sell it for the move.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting on the floor.
I'm sleeping on a bag of hammers.
Yeah. So how's it going, Yeti?
It's going good. Going good. Got a sickness going through my house, but it's pretty mild. It's okay. Balx is in Irish land.
Oh, top of the morning to you.
Yeah. Whoa. That was
what,
pretty
you
good.
Like that?
Yeah. I don't know if we have any Irish listeners.
His Guinness and his Baileys in the morning.
Yep.
Imagine Alex just went there and he's just drunk as a skunk the entire time.
Just like he is on this show.
Yep. That perv ball.
Yeah. Yep. He's in Ireland. That's fun.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I don't think we have any Irish listeners.
Oh!
Oi!
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my go-to, right?
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be one or two out there.
Alex is our little lucky charm.
Yep. With the booty.
With the booty, yep. But yeah, he's gone, so it's just the OG crew today.
The OG cast with... I've got some video games I have been playing, but none of them are on a Nintendo console.
I beg to differ.
Shocker, shocker. Well, actually, yeah, true. A version, I guess, of one of them. All right, I guess we're just getting into some Resident Evil 4/8 talk.
Boosh.
Yeah, okay. So my goal was, right, because Resident Evil 4 Remake came out on Friday, last Friday, the 24th of March, and I was coming to the conclusion of Resident Evil 8 in VR, and I was like, I really don't want to beat this before this comes out, was sort of my goal, and right. I believe I finished it on Wednesday. It might have been Thursday night, but either way, finishing it up in VR, really amazing experience. I mean, that's like, to me, like GT 7 is amazing. And there's some other sort of like showpiece games, I guess, like Horizon, the VR Horizon game, is from what I hear, is visually really nice and pretty cool. But man, Resident Evil 8 feels like the big old butte, you know, the big butte you got to play if you got VR.
Yeah.
Like I said,
did you talk about this? You did though a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm not gonna go too much into it, except for that. Like I'm not gonna spoil, but there's a couple different areas, and one of the final areas of the game, I was sort of interested with VR how it would sort of feel, because it's like, you know, again, without going into spoilers and stuff, but there was like one area where it's like pretty huge area, you know what I mean? And like you look and you get to see a lot of it. So I was wondering how that would look
in VR.
You're
talking about 8 or 4?
I'm talking about 8 right now.
Okay. Is 4 in VR?
They have, from what I understand, there are like mods on the computer that made like the Remake 2 into VR. So I think they were anticipating that 4 will, or yeah, 4 remake will be in VR at some point, but not right away. But gotcha. I guess the expectation from people is that it will be. So I'm hoping for that. But yeah cool. It's really crazy. Like VR, it's definitely a different way to game, right? Especially I feel like with horror, it works really well. You know what I mean? Obviously, like you're going, you can sort of peek around corners. You know, you're going through the dark area using flashlights and really getting to see the light and everything up close and personal. So it actually going from 8 to 4 is a little weird because obviously, right, as we just said, 4 remake is not in VR. It's also, you know, a third, you know, over the shoulder, third party,
right.
Not third party action game, third player.
Third Percy. So,
yeah. Although from what I understand, like, I guess, you know, RE2 was third person also. So I don't know. I guess they could shift it. But I hope they do have it on VR because it's definitely, I think, the way to play survivor horror games like that, sort of in VR if you can. But yeah, getting on to 4 itself, it looks fantastic. Looks really, really nice. And it's cool. There are definitely some changes from the original. Like, you know, a little, I think Alex and I talked about it a couple weeks ago. We played the demo, like, a little bit different in the beginning, but then you get into, like, that main set piece, right? Of, like, hey, village is under attack, and or your village is all attacking you, and you got to survive. You hit those sort of big points. You know, I just got into the castle. So, you know, the cabin part, like, that's, you know, still present, but there are little things that they do change to keep it fresh. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I have the best memory of all time. I think anyone probably listening to me talk about video games, yeah, it's like that jabroni can't
remember all the evidence we need.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, there's plenty of episodes. But like there was one boss fight, or I mean it's sort of like a boss fight, mini boss you might say, and like I remember distinctly how that fight went down in the original, and this one was definitely different. Similar situation, but yeah, they changed up the fight a little bit, and I think it was more difficult this way around for sure. So pretty cool that they, you know, are willing to mix it up a little bit. But yeah, characters, you know, look great. The world looks great, and I've been enjoying the mechanics of getting back into some Resident Evil. It is definitely more action-y, right? Like, obviously, 4 was sort of the push, and it sort of, like, you know, towed the line nicely of, like, some horror, some more action-y. This obviously skews more action overall, but yeah, super fun game. I'm enjoying it, and they do have the Mercenaries mode coming. I think it's, I don't know if it was leaked or someone did data mining or something. So that was going to be coming soon as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it is funny, actually. Like, what's up?
I forgot about the Mercenaries mode in that game.
Yeah, they're super fun. And honestly, like, I'm not a huge side, like, mode guy. Like, I played Mercenaries here and there throughout because, right, it's like, they had that 3DS game Mercenaries, like it was literally just the Mercenaries mode.
Yeah.
But they have, they've had that in a couple different ones and I've played it, but I'll probably mess around with it a little bit in here because the mechanics feel real nice. It's funny too, like having just played 8 where you're, you know, you're more of just sort of like a Joe Schmo, in terms of like the main character, right? Like after 7, Ethan Winters, like he was just complete nobody. Then they did say, like, hey, he did some sort of training in between 7 and 8. So he's a little bit more, like, you know, combat ready, I guess. But, like, playing Leon, right? And he's, like, all right, like, super special agent going to save the daughters, the president's daughter, right? Like, so, like, just even little things, like, whenever Ethan would climb the ladder, he'd, like, take his sweet time, you know? Where, like, Leon's, like, like, it just feels more like, okay, this is a guy who's, you know, well-equipped to sort of go in here, you know, against all the odds.
He's bad.
With, like, bajillions of people. Yeah, he's a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon is my favorite, I think, my favorite Resident Evil character or protagonist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels good to be playing him again. And yeah, it's just a really great game. If you liked 4, I think, I mean, having, again, I just got into the castle, so that's not even halfway through the game or anything. And I'm really enjoying it. And I think, you know, anyone that probably liked 4 is going to enjoy the remake. Capcom's been doing a hell of a job with these remakes.
Boy.
What you say, you jabroni?
Did you beat up that little jerk boy with the triangle hat?
Oh, not yet. I haven't seen him yet. Old Saddler.
I remember playing Resident Evil 4, and we had like a rocket launcher, and we faced like one of the bosses. I think it was.
Oh, and it just
there.
One-shots it.
And one-shot him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the fail all. Like, hey, if you can't beat a boss, save up and buy the rocket launcher.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And that will take care of the business for you. Yep.
Speaking
yeah,
of
it's I do like I think a underrated thing, or at least in my mind, I guess I don't think about him too much, but it is nice. I love upgrading the guns in Resident Evil games. And I was actually listening to a little something, and someone had mentioned, like, I guess, right, sort of like the progression of Resident Evil games in the past. Like, hey, you get a pistol, you can upgrade a little bit, then you sort of get a better pistol, and then you can sort of upgrade that one to, you know, become even better. Someone had mentioned, like, hey, I really like the first pistol you get, like, just the way it feels and fires, and that they were like, I use that in the entire game. So it's like, it seems like you could keep upgrading maybe at a certain point, instead of having to switch over, you know, to the new gun and then sort of restart your upgrade window,
right.
You know? So, I mean, I don't have a ton of experience because I guess I've got... I got the Red 9 or 9 Red, whatever they call that one gun.
Yeah,
so I guess I do
Red
have
9.
Two pistols, but yeah, I like the first one better. So I've just sort of been rocking with that. And I guess a little bit on Ashley. I feel like she could be real sort of annoying in the first one. Now, I feel like it didn't bother me too much at the time of playing. And it might just be one of those things that, like, you know, it permeates over however many years, 20 years, whatever it is, right? Like, oh, maybe it was a little annoying, and then like, oh, I haven't played in 5 years. Yeah, what I remember is Ashley was really annoying, you know, and then it sort of builds upon itself.
Right.
But this one, so far, like, the interactions between Leon and her have felt good. I like her remodel looks like, you know, it's true to what it was, but she looks good. And then it's weird, though, right? Because in the original game, you would be able to just say, like, hey, go hide in that dumpster and just stay there. And then, like, you could pretty much do everything you got to do while she's just completely hiding. Or, you know, you could, like, it didn't necessarily have to be in a dumpster. It could be like, hey, I'm going to hide you in the corner, just stay there. Where now she has two commands. It's either, like, stay tight or sort of give me some space, but she's always sort of following you. So I guess the idea is, like, if you're running from point A to point B, it's like, hey, stick close to me, and you click in the right joystick. And then, like, when, like, enemies are close, you sort of, like, hey, flank me, get, you know, back up a little bit, give me some room, and then so she doesn't get hit by a rogue enemy, I guess. Also, where she used to, like, if you shot her or whatnot, or if she got hit by something, like, she would just die, you know? Where now she goes into, like, an incapacitated state, so she'll be, like, on the floor, and then you could run over there and help her up. And then she's not dead. So it gives you a little bit more leeway on, you know, avoiding like a sort of cheap rogue hit from like the one area that were like launching cannons, you know? So
you definitely,
like,
did a bunch of quality of life updates.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, no, it's, I mean, I don't know, Resident Evil. I don't know what my favorite Resident Evil is. I feel like 4 is definitely within the conversation. So, like, to have a 4 remake, and like I said, it feels real good, looks real good, and I'm liking that it's not just one-to-one, like, hey, here it is, you know, do the same exact thing you did before. So, I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to keep trucking along, and
nice.
It's been a good time to be a Resident Evil fan, that's for sure.
Very nice.
Skabadaboo.
All right, well, you know what time it is, right?
What, you got a mystery history?
You know it.
Mystery history.
Turkey. I quit. I don't have my pad with me. I'm not unpacked. I'm not pad worthy.
You're unpadded.
I'm unpadded. I'm padless.
You're unpacked and padless.
I'm padless.
Hey, padless.
Hey there, padless.
All right, but that's a well. Do you have anything? You can't. You have nothing to even shake.
Well, I guess pretty much. We're just gonna have to end the show. No, I've got. Hold on, can you hear this?
Sure.
That's a duster.
All right.
There it is. All right. So all right. Mystery history, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
You jabron.
15 questions.
Is this a portable game? Is this on a portable system, I should say?
Sure.
Alrighty. Is this on the Game Boy Advance?
Nope.
Is this on the Nintendo 3DS?
Nope.
Is this on the Nintendo DS?
Nope.
Son of a gun. Is this a Game Boy Color game?
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
Is that five?
Swing, wing, 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 and a miss. Yeah, that's all five.
All right.
Well, the first one went into a swing. That was like weak contact. And then I swung and missed the rest of them.
I love it. Okay, this game, when it was released, could technically be played on two different Nintendo consoles.
Are those consoles the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color?
No.
Huh.
I guess you could say three, I guess. I'll say three consoles, I guess, if we're counting the Game Boy Color.
Oh, so it could play... well, did I ask if it was on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said no.
I said no.
But it could be played on three consoles, including the Game Boy Color, you said?
Yep.
The Game Boy Color... So...
When did the Game Boy Color come out?
I don't know.
I stand by what I said. When this game came out, you could technically play it on two different Nintendo consoles.
All right. Well, I've asked six questions now, and I still don't know what system it's on. And I feel like I've listed them all except, is this a Game Boy game?
Yes.
Okay. So Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance? I mean, I don't know, whatever. Okay. So that's seven questions. Is this so it's Game Boy game. Is this a platformer?
Yes.
Is there a bee in your room?
Yes. Next question.
Okay. So it is a platformer on the Game Boy. Is this a Nintendo published game?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Game Boy. Is this... is this a Mario game?
100% no.
All right, and that's 10 questions.
All right. This game got a 3.525 out of 5 in Nintendo Power. And...
Thanks for nothing.
I said and. You can shoot light bulbs at enemies.
You could. What two random facts clamped together? that was like a crap. This wasn't a good hint. I better give something that. So you could blast light beams. You said
light bulbs.
They're actual bulbs.
Light bulbs. Yes.
Bulbs. Light bulbs. Is this a Capcom game?
Nope. Didn't you ask me? Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess Nintendo published Capcom games, I bet.
I don't know.
you're running out of
I got four guesses. More questions. Game Boy game.
Not Mario.
Not Mari. But Nintendo. And you shoot light bulbs.
You can shoot light bulbs.
Is Is this a side-scrolling platform?
You know it.
Is this Urban Champion?
I'm not accepting that as a question.
I already booked it down as a question, so okay. You got to answer.
No. Is Urban Champion a Game Boy game?
I don't know, dude. I think it's an NES game, but you never know. They try and port it everywhere, so it wouldn't surprise me if there was a Game Boy version. Shoot the boot. This is where Alex's big brain of games comes in handy, you know?
Yeah.
Every yeah, once in a while, you don't mind him on the show, and that's one of those cases.
Yep. Yeah.
Does it include a popular Mario, like, character or a Nintendo character? I should say.
Literally said 100% no.
No, well,
on
I
the
said,
Mario
like,
question.
Well, so I asked if it was a Mario game, but I'm asking if it has any like Nintendo characters.
And that I was trying to help you by saying 100% no, it's not a Mario game.
Because yeah,
if it was 5% a Mario game,
but what
Mario,
what happens if it's a Donkey Kong or a Zelda?
That would a Donkey Kong by default is not a 100% not Mario game. It's like a 99%.
So what about a Donkey Kong? Not Donkey Kong, excuse me. I don't know, you jabroni. Killing me here. All right. I have no idea what this game is.
You got a side-scrolling platformer. It's
from
not
Nintendo.
Mario. Published by Nintendo on the Game Boy.
That
shoot light bulbs. It got a 3.525.
The Chibi Robo doesn't go that far back, unfortunately.
That would be cool, though.
I
think the last hint will help.
Well, I've got one more question here. Wario. I don't know. Game Boy game. Tetris side scrolling. I can't. I hate when you're so landlocked that
know,
you can't
man.
Even think of
I know.
A question.
I know.
Because like I'd like to ask one that like pushes us
like,
in the right direction.
Think of like maybe like a Nintendo character franchise question or.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, and then you made me feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
I said 1,000,000%, you dummy.
You dumb.
All right.
You know, we're making a podcast here. You got to make it somewhat interesting.
I'm racking my brain, and it's just flat and empty.
Well, maybe you should hold your head up to the microphone so we can hear your brain racking.
Yeah, you won't. You just hear those papers shuffling. There's nothing on these pages, sir. All right. Let's see. Does the light bulb fire out of a gun?
No. No, it doesn't. Okay. Right. That's a wonderful question. Thank you.
Hey, it's a good question.
You're running low on some vitamin today. You just can't think, can you? We're out of cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just got off my shift at the local Burger King.
Yeah. So this game was the first in the franchise to introduce three animal friends, Rick, Ku, and Kine. I think it's Kine. It's K-I-N-E.
K-I-N-E?
I think it is Kine, yeah.
Kine. Kine! Kine. I've got no idea.
What's
it? Chipmunks?
Rick?
Alvin and the Chipmunks go to town?
Fine, I'll even make it a little easier. Rick the hamster, Ku the owl, and Kine the ocean sunfish. And Kine is the one you shoot the light bulbs out of.
The ocean? I still don't know.
Really?
I don't think
you so. You've never heard of Rick the hamster?
No.
That was my like dead giveaway to you.
Well, I guess I'm just a dummy. Rick the hamster? No, I don't.
All right, so I guess... Let's see, lost.
Is that an actual game? Rick the Hamster Game Boy? When I type character?
You don't know Rick?
When I type in Rick the Hamster, it just shows Kirby.
Okay.
Kirby's Dream Land. There it is.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't get this. Yes, the game is Kirby's Dreamland 2.
And now we can go back to my, well, the Mario, and then I was like, well, Nintendo characters, and you're like, I stand by my
You did not
assertion.
Say Nintendo characters, you I said Mario. Stand.
And then I pivoted, because I went, well, not Mario, because you said no Mario. I meant noticeable Nintendo characters.
You did not
and
say
went,
noticeable.
I unequivocally stand by my assertion.
That's not what
of
you said. You said, is there a Mario character in it? You said Mario, and you probably meant
and then
Nintendo.
And then you said, no, you're a big dummy. And I went, sorry, I didn't mean Mario. I meant like a Nintendo franchise. And you went, I stand.
You said that?
Yep. We're going to just have to go back and listen to the tape.
I'm not doing that.
And I tell you what, when I'm editing it and it's there.
Oh, yeah, you're editing this week.
This whole game is null and void.
Yeah.
I'm putting the game under protest.
You're going to put that in there.
I'm putting the game under protest.
You better not change your dynamic, your room
dynamics.
You're
giving me too much credit if you think I'm going to edit myself into that podcast afterwards.
You know, you'd have to like record it to even make it sound. You'd have to record it on Zencastr because like it has its own compression methods. So even if you try
to... Hold on 1 second. I mean Nintendo characters.
There you go. That's great. It's still not going to fit in, too, because you're like, you're going to be in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, no. Well, then that would be even funnier,
I mean
though.
Nintendo characters.
And I'm like, Mario, and then you're like...
That's funny. Yeah, this is... So the funny thing is, I literally wasn't planning on making this a mystery history until 2 seconds before I said that, because I was going to talk about this game, because I have been playing this game on the Switch. It came out as an update. On the Game Boy, and I guess I've never played this game, and I kind of forgot it exists, to be honest. I knew that there's Kirby's Dream Land. I think I was getting 3 for the Super Nintendo mixed up with 2 on the Game Boy, and so I kind of forgot this game existed, and it's totally a direct sequel to Dream Land, and it's very similar, and it's amazing. Amazing, like totally check this game out. I just kind of forgot this game existed again. Yeah, so playing through it, it's really fun. It's like a very, very much straight up follow up to the original. I even saw that critics were kind of saying it's not really that much different from the original, which I would say there's quite a big difference, because you get the inhale abilities on the enemies, and it changes a lot of the. You know, the dynamics of the game of you know, there's new enemies and blah, blah, blah. And the cool thing is, yeah, the helpers that introduces, the Rick and Ku and Kine, are so awesome.
Old Kine.
The crazy thing is that you have your standard. I don't know how many upgrades you can get. I don't know, like 3, 4, 5 from your standard enemies, you know, your boomerang and your all that kind of stuff. And it's not overdone. But then... when you face a boss, and then you see like one of your friends is in a bag and you have to like free them from the bag and they get released afterwards, then you get to ride on them. And so when you do that, then like you get Rick the Hamster, and I forget exactly what he's kind of like Rambi the Rhino. He just kind of just maybe gives you extra hits, and then you can also jump high. I don't remember. There's something cool about what he does, but all of your specials, each of the friends have their own specials too from the same power up. So if you're like a boomerang Kirby, and then you get on Rick the Hamster, Rick the Hamster will be boomerang Rick, and you'll actually
so
they each have their, so it's not just one ability, they each have their own. So there's tons of options here. And they're all really
simple. You can sort of mix and match a little bit.
But yeah, exactly. And it's really cool for the Game Boy. And the game is super fun. I mean, it's brisk. It's just as cool as the first game. It's hard for me to pick one, but I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I've played I'm almost to the end. I've kind of just played little bite-sized chunks. I mean, it's probably like an hour long. It's not that big of a game. Took the first one, but it's...
But those are nice, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's so gorgeous, and it runs so well, and it just... It's the production is so good, and you should check it out on the Switch Online, dude. It just looks so crisp, and playing it in the Game Boy Color mode. And, yeah, like I was saying, the two systems, that was Game Boy and then the Super Game Boy on the Super Nintendo. And it had a lot of different... upgrades had a lot of different upgrades to it when you played it on the Super Nintendo. Like it had like unique sound effects and stuff.
That's interesting.
Just, yeah, it's so crazy, right? And so, yeah, so it was definitely a cheeky little.
Yeah, hint, yeah. You know? Doesn't surprise me, a big jabroni.
Mm-hmm. But
definitely no Nintendo characters over here. I
did not say that, didn't I? I said Mario. Yeah, maybe I should have said Mario.
Can you say
Yankee?
All of a sudden, I want to have you, cut, like, edit it over. Nintendo.
Yeah.
I 100% said no.
Nintendo. Mr. Black. I'm just watching the episode of The Simpsons. You know when they go to Krusty Camp?
I've seen them all. I'm trying to think off top of my
head.
They
go to the Krusty Camp over the summer, and they're watching a video because Krusty's supposed to be at the camp, and he leaves them with a video. He's like, "And don't worry, campers, I'll be there. And until I come, I'm gonna put in control my friend, Mr. Black." And then you know, it's just obviously, and then
yeah,
and
dubbed then, in and after.
Then, and so here I'm gonna send it over to Mr. Black, and he's gonna tell you all about it. And then he walks out. Hello, kids. so funny. Mr. Black, so great. But yeah, Kirby's Dream Land 2, awesome. I am officially a Kirby fanboy.
You're Kirby stan?
I really am. I changed my icon on my Switch to the picture of Kirby with a heart above him.
You're not a Breath of the Wild 2 fan after today's...
Oh, dude, we got to talk about that in the news. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But,
did you watch it?
I watched a little bit of it, and I got stoked. I did. So we will talk. I mean, do you have any more games to chat about, or?
Not particularly. Pretty much, I've got Townsman VR. Actually, I got a code. David hooked me up with that, so I've been playing that a little bit. Cool. I'm going to play more of that. Yeah, it's a cute little sort of Sims character little game. And then I've been trying to decide what I want to play next. And I'm thinking Wind Waker's definitely on the docket for soonish. I've got the Wii U set up. Oh. But I'm not sure if I'm ready for it yet. You know, I'm trying to, I don't know.
I mean, Zelda's so close, you know?
Well, yeah, but they're so totally different. Like, I don't think anything about Wind Waker and Tears of the Kingdom are going to be, you know what I mean? Aside from it being like, oh, it's Link and it's hard, you know what I mean? But like, they're not going to play anything like each other.
Yeah. No,
I feel
like
if you were to play Wind Waker, it wouldn't be like, oh, I really don't feel like playing Tears.
It's so good, though. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, but that or maybe, I don't know, like thinking could go pick up an RPG. But then I'm also like, maybe go for like a platform. I'm all over the board.
I'm in a game hole, dude. Seriously, I cannot find anything to play, anything like that. I'm just sitting on my, like, I'll just be like watching TV at the end of the night, and I'm just on the eShop just looking for a game that looks remotely interesting. I got nothing, dude. Nothing. I bought Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. It's on sale, and I haven't got it yet, and it's good. But I mean, it's really good. It's fun. It reminds me of the good old days and stuff. But you know, I'm just playing for like an hour, and it's like, yeah, it's fun. I'll get back to it, but not what I'm wanting right now. And yeah, I just don't know. And that's like, I don't know. Sometimes you're just in the game hole, but I don't know. I was thinking of Persona, but I was like, that's just so big. So I don't know. It's like, I won't finish it for 2 months. You know what I mean? So it's like a big, big commit.
Yeah. It's so good though, dude. Like,
it is.
I wonder if you should try that. And then like, I feel like it's one of those games that you'll know if you want to keep playing it pretty soon on, probably.
True.
You know, like, that's after you get through the first dungeon, like, you'll know, like, okay, this is sort of like the inertia of the game and how it flows. But yeah, super good, dude.
I'm thinking about also doing the Torna, whatever.
Ooh, yep, yep.
You know,
but well, make sure you do stupid side quests along the way.
Yeah, I will. You know, I was thinking about, I don't know, man, like, I have really fond memories of Xeno 3. That was a fun game. I really enjoyed
it. Oh, I loved it. Xeno 3 was great. I really liked the story, and yeah, I liked it.
It's good stuff. So yeah, I guess, but anyway, do you want to get right into the news?
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. The news is here. Grab a beer.
And sit down with your steer.
Yep. So, I'll talk about Tears of the Kingdom. They did like a little mini 10-minute thing with Aonuma, and he played the game and showed some stuff. And I got to say, very Nintendo-like, very fun. I loved what I saw. It was a little snippet, and I stopped watching it as media when I was like, okay, I'm sold. I was already sold, but I was just like, you know, let's see. And if they showed off, did you watch it at all?
No.
Okay.
I popped it on and I like jumped around a little bit and I saw sort of like a major component is going to be creativity and coming up with solutions, right?
Yeah. So it showed like, you know, you're on the ground. It looks exactly like Breath of the Wild. And I was like, uh-oh. And then, you know, you look up and like, oh, these are sky islands, right? You know, that's what they're showing off.
The sky islands,
yeah. And they're like, how do you get up there? And they kind of went to the, and they're like, yeah, we don't know how to get up there. And then you see, oh, what's that? And then it's this falling, you know, meteorite, whatever, that falls onto the mountain. You're like, let's go check that out, right? You go up to the meteor, and then one of your new stasis abilities, you know, your whatever you call it from your thingy, is rewind. So you step on it and then you do rewind and it rewinds time, which means it goes back up. So that's how you get up there. And I was like, that is so Nintendo. I love it. It's like that gameplay. It's like where, yeah, you rewind what it just did. And it's like, what is that going to, like, what are we going to, like, I wonder, I'm sure you can use that on enemies and stuff. Like, it's going to be crazy to see what that opens up. And, like, you know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be crazy. And so that was really cool. And they go up there, and it's just really, it really captured my imagination. It was, like, really this cool little, like, almost like just, like, this little oasis floating there of this brand new kind of earth. It's like this yellowy, really cool trees, it's like a whole different place. And it's sitting there and there's unique enemies there. Felt very cozy in a way, and that was really cool. So I was like, okay, this is really fun. Like, I want to explore, I want to play this game. And then one of the cool new abilities in the game is they showed off the weapons, what do you call them, fusing. You can fuse weapons. So he shows him grab a stick, right? And he's bashing out this guy and he gets like half of his health down, boom, and then the stick breaks. He's like, okay. And then he picks up another stick. Yeah. He bashes him to where the stick is almost broken, but before it breaks, I think, he goes up to like one of those huge boulders that's like just sitting there. Like, you know, those big boulders, just a big in the ground. And then you can fuse the boulder to the stick in this new weapon, and then it becomes a stick with a boulder on the end of it, like a hammer. They called it a hammer. And it's way more powerful, and then they use that, and it's like, that is so cool. Like, it was
that is cool.
It's like, oh dang, like, what is it gonna, and then it showed like fusing, I think it was a stick with a pitchfork, and it becomes a super long pitchfork that you can reach from super, you know, like that kind of stuff, you know? Really funny looking, but like,
you put these two sticks together, and you've got a double stick.
Exactly. You got a long stick. And, I mean, I only watched like 4 minutes of it. I'm looking at it now, and I was like, man, this just looks like so much fun. I mean, definitely, totally, like I'm looking at kind of like, what took you so long? This looks like the same game, but I like that they're making some pretty drastic changes to the just general
that's their new philosophy, Nintendo. We'll release it once and then a few more times after that.
Yeah. Well, this looks like a little more than the Splatoon.
Well, that's why I'm looking at it now and I see like he's on the little raft and then all of a sudden he gets it to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's going to be cool. Like I said, it's one of those games. I know, obviously, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play the crap out of it. Probably going to love it. Cause, like I said, my stance on Breath of the Wild, and I haven't replayed it really since my initial go, is that it's like the most fun I've ever had in the Zelda game, but I don't know if it's my favorite kind of realm. So I know I'm going to have a blast with Tears. That's why I've really been sort of hands off. Like, I don't need to see more just because I'm going to see it. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I'm going to see it when it comes out in a couple months. So,
yep. It's cool. They have excited. There's a new thing. They have an Ultra Hand.
Really?
They call it an Ultra Hand. Yeah. And I love that they're bringing that back. That's a classic. There's a thing where you actually make like a raft and stuff out of like a fan. Like you attach a fan to a raft.
Yeah, with
the
four fans.
I love it, you know? So anyway, that sandbox gameplay, that is really fun. You know, that's a huge, it's kind of cool. They're leaning into that more. So we'll see. But I still know nothing about this game, you know? You know what I mean? Like, what is this game? You know what I mean? Like dungeons and...
That's the beauty of it, though. And... It's like, they don't need to show us anything. Just let us experience it, you know? Like I said, we could trust Nintendo when it comes to Zelda games that they're probably not going to skimp on it. And yeah, it's like, they've been working on this for years now, so I bet you there's going to be some really, really awesome... sort of different puzzles and yeah, it's going to be really fun to mess with the physics.
Mm-hmm. And they announced there's a new OLED. Amiibi. Did you see that? Did you see that new OLED model?
Oh, yep. Yeah. And a new Amiibo too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that. I think you already announced that.
Right.
But yeah.
Zelda, it's going to sell systems. That's for sure.
If it was gold, that'd be pretty. I mean, I'd be pretty tempted to get like a gold. But it's like, or is it gold? No, yeah, it is. Okay, yeah.
Uh-oh. You heard it here first.
I'm tempted. Although, I kind of wish they were just golden. You know what I mean? Instead of just having the icons on them.
Yeah,
like,
just
like it's gold with like stuff. But if they were just gold, I probably would get it. But that's, I don't know. I might get one just because I've never seen one of those lose value like over time. And I've never gotten them for that, but they're so cool. And like, I always want them in the future and they're always so expensive.
Yeah. So, well, that's the beauty.
There's a new
Pro
controller too.
I don't think you're going to, like you said, they don't really lose value.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like, yeah. And it, like, I don't think it would necessarily really be a quote unquote bad purchase, you know?
Yeah. And I have like a really cool, like it'd be cool for a backup OLED and whatever, but like also I have like that, my 3DS is like the really cool gold, not the Majora's Mask one, but the Zelda one, the general Zelda one they released, and it's so awesome. And it's anyway, so that's cool. So yeah, pretty fun stuff, dude. I mean, that's coming up. It's a coming up.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Well, I forget, when's that come out again? Is it May? Or is it?
Yeah, it's May, I don't know, May 12th.
Hold on, I'm looking now.
May 12th.
Okay. It's crazy because May 12th, and then Diablo comes out in June. Final Fantasy 16 comes out in June as well. Actually, I did play Diablo 4 over the last two weekends, actually. They had the closed beta and then the open beta.
And how is it?
Do we want to talk about that real quick before we end out?
Sure.
Yes. So the first weekend was if you pre-ordered it, you could get in, and they had three of the five classes available: the barbarian, the sorceress, and the rogue. And then the second weekend, which was this most recent weekend, was open to everybody. So like, you know, you don't need to buy the game or anything. You just download it and you could play. And it unlocked or it opened up the other two characters in the game, the Necromancer and the Druid. And yeah, it's so Diablo game, right? Action RPG, sort of going around killing monsters, getting loot, doing all that good stuff. In previous Diablo games, they've been pretty linear. Like, you'll get into a sort of like an open area, right? Like, hey, you're in the Cold Plains in Diablo 2. And it's like more or less just one big area, and it's sort of, you know, randomly generated as you travel. But like, there's always like, oh, the Cold Plains will connect to this area, and that area connects to that area. And like, there's randomness around the maps, right? In Diablo 3, they felt more linear, and like the story bits would had to go ways, but then you could do the adventure, which it was more random. This here so far feels like I don't know if it's randomly put together, but it just like there's a lot more areas and directions you can go in. So like the intro, you sort of go through, you go through this little town, and you know, there's a little bit of story. Like you find this one guy, and they're like, yeah, he's crazy. And they're like holding him in the shed there. And like the townspeople are like, hey, go kill this monster. He's wreaking havoc. So you go do that, and you come back, and they're all happy. And actually they drug you, and you find out sort of like, oh, actually the town's crazy. And that guy they were holding in the, like in the shed or whatever they had is actually a good guy. You know what I mean? Like he was like, oh God. So it's sort of cool that they open you up. Hit you, you know, with the nice dark tones of Diablo. The game is much less cartoonified. You know, Diablo 3 sort of skewed towards more of a World of Warcraft look. And Blizzard in general, right, is they're sort of cartoony characters and worlds. Diablo 4, definitely more dark, grimy, gritty, feels and looks the part. I played the characters. I played 3 of the 5. I really like the Necromancer a lot. That's the class I wanted to play. And I'm glad that's the one I had the most fun with. So probably going to be doing that upon launch. And yeah, it's just sort of cool. You go, like I said, you get into the first main city and you can see other people from, you know, that are playing. And then you sort of go out into the world and then like you sort of are more on your own. You'll see a few people out there, but it's more of an isolated experience unless if you're sort of grouping with a partner. Or up to 3 other people, you can have groups of 4. And yeah, they had different dungeons you could go down. The talent trees feel pretty cool, and I like how they're laid out. So all in all, I'd say pretty dang promising. But with action RPGs like this, you know, you don't really know how good it is until you start getting to the end game and the, you know, how the tuning and balancing is with all that stuff. And obviously, in a beta, you're not gonna ever see that. So from what we've seen so far, I'm enjoying it, and it's gotten me really, really excited. Like I said, I wish it launched right now. I'd love to mm-hmm. keep on playing. But yeah,
oh, good, you'll good old be Dababla. Playing, son. You'll be playing.
Ooh, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Well then, I think that's it.
Yeah, nice little shorty. Zencaster keeping us. It's like baseball. They got the new pitch clock. You got to keep it going.
Exactly. We could talk about how everyone's backing out of E3, but nah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's a dang shame. It's I mean, just real quick to touch on it. It was always one of my dreams to go to E3. You know, back in the day, I was the guy like watching the Nintendo press conference. I remember I went on to like on summer vacation with my family during E3 one year, and it was the worst. I was like on the beach, just like, could we go back to the hotel so I could log online inside the main hall they have there, the one computer, and I could just see if they give me any updates.
Yep.
But yeah, never got to, but you know what? It's different these days. I guess I do want to go back to E3. Go back to whatchamacallit, one of these days. PAX, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That just happened, right? So.
Yeah, it did. PAX East.
Yep. Good times.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll crash the baby boy's house.
Yes. Not even tell him.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Howdy ho.
He's like, "Bah,
bah,
I'm
gong.
Naked." Yeah. Bah.
And we're like, "We know."
Yep. But okay. Well, you can check our podcast out on
Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
That's right. And you can support our site, NintendoWorldReport.com, at Patreon, or on Patreon, at Patreon.com/NWR. That's Patreon.com/NWR. Yes. Check out NWR TV. I'm sure John's going to have a crazy video up of...
Oh, the breakdown. Like,
the break, yes. Something yeah. of Zelda.
It's he's probably a maniac. Up there somewhere already.
Yeah. Check out NWR TV on YouTube and leave us a 5-star review if you haven't done so already. And, you know, if you want to do it again, just make another account.
Yeah.
And do
yeah.
it again.
Be like me with YouTube
Premium. I haven't checked
Premium.
If we've had any funny reviews as of lately. Let me check. Give me
we'll check next week when we get a whole bunch of new ones, right?
We will, but it takes me 2 seconds to look at this one.
All
no,
right.
Nothing new yet. Nothing new since
See,
almost
there,
a year ago.
Now you made us look bad. If you just listened, you've heeded my advice.
Yeah.
Like no I'm one would have known to... there was no new
we're at,
reviews.
We're at
4.8
out of 5 stars. Let's just have this. By next week, I want to be at 4.7. Okay? So, no. I'm just kidding.
Say, don't put that mojo out there. You might get
I'm
it.
I'm joking. I'm yoking. But we are... Hey, we are rated as clean. Gave it that way.
Yeah. They must not have re-rated us since Alex came on the show.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Casey, for joining me today on this lovely spring day.
As she gets dark.
As she gets dark. And we'll see y'all next week on the Talk Nintendo Podcast.
Poodcast. Poods.
Something for the stinger. Let me think here. Let's think of something easy for you to edit for the stinger. How about this? Roses are red, violets are blue.
Panty party was surprisingly not as horrible as you'd think.